Hayden Yates closed her apartment door behind her with a sigh. She dropped her keys on the table next to the door and headed down the hall to her bedroom. The small two-bedroom apartment was sparse. She had some pictures of her parents in the main room, and there were a few pictures on the walls, but there weren't any typical girly things to be seen anywhere. No frilly pillows, no flowers on the kitchen counter, no sweet-smelling candles on any surface. The apartment didn't smell like frou-frou air freshener. If someone looked in her kitchen, they'd find a lot of prepackaged meals, canned soup, condiments, and some string cheese in the refrigerator. Hayden ignored everything and made a beeline to her bedroom. Opening the door, she was already stripping off her uniform. The sheriff deputy's badge she wore was taken off and placed on her dresser, the bulletproof vest unvelcroed and left right where she stood. The utility belt she wore around her waist was unbuckled and dropped on the floor by the shower, where she left it without a thought. She unbuttoned and unzipped her brown uniform pants, leaned into the shower stall, and turned it on. Hayden blinked back tears and hurried to strip off the rest of her clothes, leaving them in a pile on the tile before stepping over the tub and into the hot shower. She huddled under the water, letting it pound against her shoulders as her head drooped. It had been a hell of a few months. As many went, they were interspersed with bouts of extreme adrenaline-inducing fear and excitement, and hours of boredom and routine police work. But it was seeing the love between her friends, Quint Axton and his girlfriend Corey Madison, and firefighter Cade Turner and his girlfriend Beth Perkins, that was doing Hayden in. A few months ago, Corey was a witness to a workplace shooting, and the men behind it had kidnapped her to shut her up. Permanently. Quint, along with Dax, a Texas Ranger, Cruz, an FBI agent, Hayden, and other members of the San Antonio Police Department had tracked down Corey and raced to rescue her. Even though Corey was blind, she'd somehow managed to escape her captors without any help. When they'd realized Corey had headed into the forest and probably climbed a tree to hide, Quint had straightened his shoulders and gotten to work finding his woman. Then, more recently, Cade, otherwise known as Sledge, had started a relationship with Beth, who, because of events she'd gone through before moving to Texas, was agoraphobic and struggling with using fire as a means to get control over her life. She'd been able to beat both issues back, but had the bad luck to be inside Cade's house when it was burglarized. Amazingly, she used her love for Cade to get her through the harrowing experience. Hayden had never seen the kind of love her friend shared. Oh, she'd read about it in the romance book she secretly devoured, but hadn't thought it actually existed. Her own parents probably loved each other, but treated each other more like friends than lovers. Hayden had thought the kind of love she read about was something dried-up, sexually frustrated, frumpy romance writers dreamed up in their lonely heads. How wrong she'd been. Hayden shakily brought her hands up to her hair and smoothed it back as the hot water continued to beat down on her. That kind of love had eluded Hayden her entire life. As a kid, a teenager, a college student, and even as an adult. She'd had her fill of boyfriends, even some she could have loved, if they'd given her half a chance. But not once had she evoked that kind of emotion from another human being. Remembering how Quint had looked at her as she was about to climb up a tree to rescue his girlfriend and said, "Be careful," Hayden had gotten a glimpse of what it might be like to have a man be concerned about her. It had felt good to be worried about for once. But then Quint had finished his sentence. He'd said, "Be careful. She means the world to me." Of course, he'd been worried about Corey and not her. She was Sheriff's Deputy Hayden Yates. No one worried about her. She could take care of herself. She always took care of herself. That moment ran through her again and again. The relief she felt that Corey was all right, as well as the pain of knowing she herself was but a second thought in everyone's minds.